Well, God bless you, and this is segment two about the words. I just want to go over it very simply. And we know that, you know, words have immense power. I mean, far greater than we often realize. Every word we speak carries weight, and it shapes our reality and the world around us. Jesus himself emphasized this truth in Mark 11:23-24, where he says, "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Verse 24 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, or call for when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them." This record here is a profound reminder of the authority and power that God has put in us and entrusted to us through our words. When Jesus speaks of moving mountains, he isn't merely offering a metaphorical statement. He is revealing a spiritual principle, one that teaches us that faith-filled words have the power to enact change, even in the midst of the most impossible situations. So if we break it down, Jesus begins by saying, "Whosoever shall say unto this mountain." Notice the emphasis is on speaking. It's not just thinking or hoping, but actually declaring with our mouth. The mountains represent any obstacle, any challenge, any insurmountable problem you might face. Jesus tells us if we speak to that mountain and believe without doubting, it will be removed. But there's a crucial element, and that is belief. "And shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass." Since the power of our words is directly connected to our faith, what's in our heart, our faith and confession. It's not enough to simply speak. We must believe in the authority behind our words. When our words are aligned with God's words and what God is inspiring and spoken in faith, they have the power to bring about real, tangible change. And that's what we want. This isn't just a message for the, you know, the disciples, for the super spiritual. Jesus said, "Whosoever," and that means you and me. We all have access to the power through our relationship with God. So I just want to look at a couple of records, just a couple of examples, to see how this principle has played out in the lives of those who trusted God before us. So if we consider the story of creation, the very world we live in was formed by the word of God. And Genesis tells us that God spoke, and it was so. God said, "Light be," and there was light. Everything that exists because God spoke it into being. If the word of God holds such creative power, and we are made in his image, and we got his spirit, then our words, when aligned with what God wants us to say, and can carry that similar creative potential. So if you look at the story of David and Goliath, very simple. David didn't just fight Goliath with a sling and a stone. He confronted him with words of faith. And you can see that in 1 Samuel 17:45. David declares to Goliath, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the Lord God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defiled." David's victory was sealed not just by his actions, but by his declaration of faith in the power of God. And it works the same for us. And another example is the story of Joshua and the Battle of Jericho. God instructed Joshua and the Israelites to march around the city for 7 days, and on the seventh day they were to shout. Joshua 6:20 says, "So the people shouted when the priest blew the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the walls fell flat." It wasn't the physical act of marching that brought the walls down. That may have helped, but it was the obedience to God's word to them and the faith-filled shout that declared the victory. So we can see two great records there. These stories illustrate the power of speaking in alignment with what God wants us to say and his will. But how does this apply to us today? How do we use the power of words in our daily lives? First, we must be mindful of the words we speak over ourselves and over others. And as you know, and as I've always shared this verse, Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." This means that our words can bring life or bring destruction. If you constantly speak negatively I'm not good enough, nothing works for me, everything goes wrong, this never works, I'm always failing. You're speaking death into your situation. But if you choose to speak life, I am blessed, God is with me, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, you align yourself with God's promises and his power and his words and his enlightenment on the things and his perspective, and then you invite that power to come into your circumstances. Secondly, we must couple our words with faith. Remember, it's not just about what you say, it's about believing in what you say. When you pray, do you truly believe that God hears you and will answer you? Mark 11:24 is clear. What things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. It's about praying with expectation, with a heart full of faith, knowing that God is faithful to his promises. And finally, we need to speak God's word into our situation. And the scripture is full of promises that are just waiting to be claimed and declared. When you're facing a challenge, find a promise in God's word that applies to your situation and speak it out in faith for whatever God inspires you to speak in that situation. For example, if you're struggling with fear, just for an example, 2 Timothy 1:7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind." If you're in need and you need provision, Philippians 4:19 says, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus." So to sum it up pretty easily, the power of words is not just a concept, it's a reality that we live in every day. Jesus has given us the authority to speak to our mountains, to declare promises, and to see change happen. But it requires faith. Faith in the power of God, in God's word, and faith in God who stands behind his words. So from now, I challenge you to be intentional with your words. Speak life, speak faith, speak victory. And as you do, watch how God moves in your life. And God will bring down those mountains through your words, breaking the chains and fulfilling his promises. Remember, nothing is impossible with God and with faith-filled words. Saying what you want, not what you see. You can move the mountains. You can remove the obstacles. So God is with you, and we're not speaking paradigms anymore. When they come up, we say what God says, and we break it. We change it through the power of our words.